Podcast Sandi Soccer segera dimulai. Selamat mendengarkan.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello, welcome back to the anti-mainstream Sandi Soccer Podcast. This is a podcast that talk about football and environment issue from Indonesia. After in the previous episode, we took a walk to the city of Losail and saw the beauty of the Losail iconic stadium. This time, with me, Nomo Montre, the Sandy Soccer Podcast team will take you all to the city of Alkor and see how magnificent the Al Bayt Stadium is, the venue for the opening ceremony as well as the 2022 World Cup opening match between Qatar versus Ecuador. Alkor is a coastal city in northern Qatar, located 50 kilometers north of the capital, Doha. Considered one of Qatar's largest cities, it is the capital city of the municipality of Alkor. The name of the city means creek in Arabic. It was given this name because the original settlement was built on a creek. Historically, Alkor was ruled by the Al-Muhammadi, a tribe which consists of several Bedouin families. According to oral Muhammadi tribe in the late 18th century, the settlement expanded its border after one of their hunting groups discovered a substantial water source near the coast in the mid-19th centuries. This led them construct a written well, which helped sustain the villagers' basic needs. Some locals believe the water obtained from Enlitten possessed medicinal properties. In turn, the villagers built the Alkor Towers around 1900 for the purpose of defending both the well and its harbor. In the 1820s, George Burns Brooks carried out the first British survey of the Persian Gulf. He recovered the following notes about Alkor, which he referred to as Khor Sharij. Khor Sharij is a small boat harbor to the southward of Ras Mutbaq, having from 1.5 to 2.5 fathoms water in it. Its entrance is in lat 25 degree north, long 51 degree. The point at the entrance of Khor Aigra is in lat 25 degree north, long 51 degree east. The Khor is small, having only 1 fathom in it. J.G. Lorimer's Gazetteer of the Persian Gulf gives an account of Alkor, referred to as Khor Sharij, in 1908. Generally pronounced as Sajid or Sharij, the name of an inlet end of the village which it contains. Upon the east side of the Qatar promontory, the entrance of the inlet, which is shallow and runs about 4 miles inland. It's situated between Ras An Nof and Ras Marbah, about 26 miles north of Doha. Horshahik is frequently called Hor al-Mahandah or simply Hor, in contradiction to Al-Huwair, in contradistinction to Al-Huwair. On the other side of the peninsula, the village stands on the south side of the inlet, near its foot. Not far from it is a hill surmounted by a watchtower, and under the hill is a well of good water called Halaitan. Al-Tahira is only 4 miles to the northward of Hor Shakik and is reached by a track which turns the foot of the inlet and then crosses a level plain. Four miles south of Hor Shakik is Halad, Halad Wabil, an island reef still covered at high tide but said to be rapidly increasing in elevation. The village consists of about 400 mud and stone houses of Mahanda, half of the Al-Hasan and half of the Misanda section, to whom belong 80 per boots, 90 other sea-going vessels and 30 fishing boats beside 100 camel. Due to the continuous expansion at Ras Laffan industrial cities, the number of facilities and services available in the town is rapidly increasing. In October 2015, Axlal Public Works Authority revealed that it would be investing billions of Qatari riyals into developing infrastructure in Al-Hor. Its plan includes the creation of additional hospital and school and the refurbishment of the road system. Next, we are talking about sport in Al-Hor. One major sports stadium currently exists in the city, Al-Hor City Stadium, whose tenants Al-Hor SG. Al-Bayt Stadium is a plan to be completed by the 2022 FIFA World Cup. Al-Bayt Stadium, which translates to the house, is designed to replicate a traditional tent used by Qatari nomads. The seating capacity will be 60,000 spectators, and it is set to the host one of the semi-final. Al-Bayt Stadium is a retractable roof football stadium in Al-Hor, Qatar, intended to be used in time for matches in the 2022 FIFA World Cup, scheduled to kick off on November 2022. The stadium construction contract was awarded to WeBuild SPA and Shimolai in 2015. In January 2020, the stadium received sustainability certificate of green design, construction management, and energy efficiency. The stadium have capacity 60,000 and the record attendance is 63,439. The match is Qatar between UAE in December 10, 2021. Program in 2014, open in November 30, 2021. The opening match of the 2022 World Cup will take place at Al Bayt Stadium. FIFA and the organizing committee have confirmed that the first match scheduled for November 20 with an audience of 60,000. The architectural design takes its inspiration from the traditional tents of the nomadic people of Qatar and the region. It will feature a retractable roof providing cover seating for all spectators, connected to a number of transportation system. The on-site parking will be able to hold 6,000 cars, 350 buses, and the coming and going of 150 public buses or shuttle, as well as 1,000 taxis and water taxis. The stadium will host around 60,000 World Cup fans, including 1,000 seats for press. The stadium is certified for its sustainability. Sustainability credential under the Global Sustainability Assessment System for a number of certifications representing sustainable design and build construction management practice and the efficiency of its energy center. The stadium also received a 5-star GSAS rating. The stadium will also include a luxurious hotel suite and room with balcony view of the football field. Wow, luxury. To mark the National Sports Day, stadium adjacent park official opening was announced to be held on Qatar Sports Day itself, February 11, 2020. And this stadium will be held 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 game in 2022 FIFA World Cup. First game is opening game between Qatar and Ecuador in November 20. Next, Morocco versus Croatia, England versus United States. Big match, Spain versus Germany will be held in this stadium. The next game is Netherlands versus Qatar, Costa Rica versus Germany. its group stage match. For a knockout round, Albaid Stadium will be held three games. Is winner group B versus runner-up group A, and one game quarterfinal and one game of semi-final. Finish for today. Thank you for the listening. Hopefully this topic can be give you a new knowledge about the stadium in 2022 FIFA World Cup. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Terima kasih sudah mendengarkan podcast ini. Sampai jumpa.